You there?
Talk Radio.
Hold on.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your horse host, David Clark. I haven't gotten much sleep, so don't mind my voice. It's really me. A spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings, as has been said. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we are all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some, unfortunately, will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. You're not going to learn and grow if you don't. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And stop the arguing, folks. It does no good. Now, Jill is copying down a number. Jill, the last seven digits, you have the first 3-2, correct?
732.
742.
It's 742.
8825. We won't tell whose number that is, right?
882. What's the area code?
732.
So it's 77. Okay. I'll call right back. What's the time zone?
Thank you so much, and don't tell who you're calling, please.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks. Now, tonight we have a special guest, psychic to the stars, Artie Hoffman, who's got a direct pipeline, can connect you to your loved ones. Love is eternal. Life goes on. He will not necessarily connect you with who you want to talk to, but who you need to talk to, who you have loved, who has a message for you today. You don't always get what you want, but you always get what you need. Now, maybe I have him on the line. Hold on, folks. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who do I have?
Oh, this is Vince.
Vince, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Excellent.
Great.
Yes, it is. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling from Los Angeles, and I wanted to find out. I've been out of work for a long time. I just found out yesterday my unemployment has run out. I've got no income coming in. Now, I do have a job.
Oh, dear.
I do have a job coming up that I'm waiting. They just finished doing a background check, and everything seems good. I'm just waiting for a starting date now. I don't know when they're going to start me. But last night I had a dream that I was offered a job at two different breweries, and this morning I got
a call. Then you will get it. You will get it. Have faith. No, you will get it and proclaim it now and serving the highest good for all.
Oh, I hope so, because they called me today for an interview on Tuesday, so I'm going to constantly.
Good. You're going to get the job. No problem. I know it.
In the meantime, am I going to be okay financially, or am I going to end up homeless, or?
No, you'll be fine. You'll be a millionaire within a few years.
Oh,
I'm a psychic, too. I see the future. And I'm going to speak at a convention in Las Vegas of healers and seers. I'm a seer and a healer. I can heal disease and whatever, like Jesus did. 10,000 or more, November.
Great. Sounds really good.
Yeah. So keep the faith, okay?
All right.
Do you want a reading tonight?
Yes, I do.
Great. Okay, hold on, please. We're still waiting for our special guest to call in.
Okay.
In the meantime, folks, I'm an author of 22 books, four of which have been published. I have a best-selling book coming out next month that says you can recover from anything, specifically addiction. I used to be an alcoholic. I can drink today. I used to be a drug addict. I used to be a sex addict. No more. You can heal from anything if you believe all is well. So please hold on a moment. Yes, Jill. Okay. Could be. Well, okay, we'll wing it. Something good will happen. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Good. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, folks. As I was saying, 22 books, best-selling book coming out. Last fall, I had a book published by Lethe Press, gay publisher, about a sex addict and alcoholic who has a big choice to make. 5 stars out of 5 stars on Amazon, based loosely on my life, but fiction. You can buy the book on Amazon. It's available on Kindle at a spiritual price. It's going to be a bestseller when the one I told you about that Bernie Siegel has written a foreword to, author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles, who said that what I say is so awesome, he wants to quote it in his next book. He's healed zillions of people. I don't know. I'm exaggerating. So anyhow, if you go to Amazon.com, put in Shades of Gay by David Clark with an E, you'll find the book. Now, here is a commercial. Sorry, folks. No, I'm not. Well, technical difficulties. It's not playing. Everything happens for a reason. Just believe. Let me introduce Artie Hoffman, who's not in the studio yet. Artie Hoffman has been a master-level psychic medium and spiritual advisor for over 2 decades and has helped change the lives of thousands of individuals who have turned to him for answers and guidance. His strong faith and natural intuitiveness, coupled with his ability to provide emotional understanding, makes him the preeminent spiritual therapist with foresight. A nationally renowned speaker, healer, and radio personality, Artie's weekly show, Angels and Answers, gives listeners a chance to connect with him from anywhere in the U.S. People call in to discuss a variety of topics from love and relationship, career, finances, and family life to communicating with their deceased loved ones. So for the fellow who's concerned about the job, ask him about the job. Apparently, he can deal with that too. Due to his enormous popularity and amazing accuracy with listeners, Artie has also been a featured regular. Excuse me, folks. Hello? No. Oh, we'll wing it. Don't worry. Something special. No, no, honey, I can't. I'm doing a radio show. Thank you. Okay, good. Let me know. Bye-bye. Excuse the interruption, folks. We're still trying to get Artie into the studio. Apparently, blogtalk.com is not perfect, is not letting him in. But if worse comes to worse, I'll do readings of some sort. I'm a psychic. I've been asked to channel Jesus and God on a psychic network. So due to his enormous popularity and amazing accuracy with listeners, Artie has been a featured regular on New Jersey NJ101.5, Cat Country 107.3, and Buzz Radio. Artie has performed his spiritual shows throughout the United States, has performed at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City numerous times, pleasing his audience, and was booked to perform at the Palace of Versailles in France. His seminars and workshops are always well attended, drawing a large number of people wanting to gain insight and advice to help better themselves. His clients include some of the top personalities in the movie, music, and television industry, as well as sports figures and athletes and prominent political figures. Artie conducts his one-on-one private readings at his office or over the phone, as well as doing group parties and corporate events around the country. Artie continues to hone his ability to help those discover their essential selves so that they can make healthy and positive changes in their lives. We all can do that. He also offers psychic development classes. We're all psychic, folks. We all can develop that potential. I'm a psychic, and I never even knew it. Okay. He also offers psychic development classes to foster the early stages of a budding psychic's path. Artie teaches his pupils to let go of fear, trust in one's gut instinct, and learn how to tap into your higher self. Excuse me, folks. Yes. Artie, are you able to get into the show? Good. Okay. Okay, let me think for a minute. Folks, hang on. Artie Hoffman is on the line. Okay, let me think for a moment. Okay, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to call you. Wait a minute, I've got to copy down your number. Hold on, folks. He's coming. But I'm going to have to disconnect from the show. I won't leave you hanging. I will be back. Trust me. Have faith. Believe in miracles. They happen. So we're just going with the flow, which I've learned to do after a lifetime of not knowing what that meant. So I'm traveling to find a pen, okay, because God always provides what we need. And in so doing, I will take down Artie's number. I will disconnect from the studio. I will have my number one fan entertain you, okay? She's a psychic too, all right? Her name is Jill. And what I will then do, you don't need to know, but I will get Artie on the line, God willing. Miracles happen. It will work. And he will help you. Because he is a man of God who knows he's God, as we all are. Right, Artie? Okay, hold on, folks. Go with the flow. Be patient. Be loving. Love is all there is, and everything positive. Artie, what is your number? Yeah. I'll call you in 1 minute. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Okay, folks. I'm going to introduce Jill, who I know. She's not here. How do you like that? What am I going to do now? Okay, who wants to talk and keep the show going? I'm going to pick a number and hope this person will be willing to share some of their story of hope and faith in miracles. Let's try area code 703. Here we go. Hello?
Hello, hello. So I've somehow sensed I would be there.
Are you willing to carry the ball for a minute?
Well, I don't know what to talk about right now.
Talk about whatever you want. How about if you share a little bit of your story of hope?
Okay, well, I have a
not now,
sick mother.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Yep, okay, hang on, folks. What I'm going to do is disconnect. You are live on the air. Probably be back in 3 minutes. Can you tell 3 minutes worth until I get back?
I will.
Thank you. What's your name, please?
Eric.
That's what I thought, Eric. Thank you. God bless you. Hold
God
on and
too.
Go for it right now. I'm leaving temporarily, but I will be back.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So hope, what is hope? We all look forward to our dreams. We all want something good out of life. And then sometimes things just don't happen the way that you think that they should. Doesn't it sound like I have this already prepared? And actually, that's been my story this past week. A lot of things just haven't gone the way that they should have. And it's a constant challenge, but you always have to keep that hope that there are brighter horizons that will come down the pike. And you can't really let yourself get down about it, depressed. I mean, of course, that's a natural thing. But the important thing to realize is getting down and depressed about it doesn't really serve your good, your highest good. So that's always something to think about. That. If one is down just because something is not working out, you have to sort of change that attitude, because being depressed also comes from stagnation. And it's better to do something, to perform some kind of action towards your goals. Whether it be relationship, whether it be career, whether it be family, whatever. But you have to work towards those goals. You have to actually do something about it. And being down about it, unfortunately, you don't feel like doing anything. And if you don't feel like doing anything, usually nothing's going to happen. And so you have to think about that.
Eric, thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much. What
how,
do you have
how
to think
was that?
About? Huh? What is it you were saying when you said you have to think about it?
Oh, okay. I was talking about, well, you know, just when things are not working out, to not get down about it, to not get, you know, into a depression about things, because depression is usually creates stagnation.
Right.
And that
absolutely. I have been so depressed I've tried to hang myself, and I'm a living miracle.
Well, that's awful.
Well, it was, but it was a silver lining on a dark cloud, because it's part of my story bringing me today. Almost died 10 years ago from something else, almost been murdered, this, that, and the other thing. But I'm here for a reason. I'm on a mission for God, as we all
yes,
should be.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Thank God.
Already...
You sound like whatchamacallit, the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
We're on a mission from God.
Right. Folks, this is Artie Hoffman. Say hi, Artie.
Hey, how you doing? You want to say, this today was definitely a wacky day. It really was.
Tell me about it. I only got an hour of sleep last night. That's why I'm
really?
Hoarse.
Wow. Wow. If I get hoarse, that's only because I drank a little bit too much. That's
Well, I used to drink a case of beer a day and sometimes a bottle. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I like a glass of two or wine, but I don't like being drunk. I'm high on life.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm the type of person, like, I enjoy a good drink every now and again, but if they created prohibition tomorrow, it wouldn't make a difference in my life at all, not 1 ounce.
Same here. I could take it or leave it. No problem.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way I feel. I mean, I like a good buzz every once in a blue moon.
Right.
I don't live for it.
Right.
Occasionally, but I've never let it get the best of me. But like I said, I have to be very sensitive. For some reason, my body has changed where if I drink too much alcohol, especially the sugar drinks, because I like mixed drinks over beer, so it's like my stomach starts to hurt and bloat if I have too much sugars in it. And it just affects my body too much, too fast in a hard way. So that's why I lay very low on the alcohol. But I can't, I could karaoke and I could sing. I can't win a contest, but I could sing. And if I drink alcohol, it totally affects my vocal cords. That's the whole purpose of me even talking about this. It's not just about alcohol. But that's the reason why. You know, I just don't drink that much. It's only because it affects my stomach and my speaking voice.
Right.
You know, so I've just, you know, like I said, I enjoy a good buzz every once in a while, and sometimes the pleasure is worth the pain, but because I only do it every once in a blue moon, it's not a big deal.
Guess what? A leading healer and seer to the stars has told me who the future president of the United States is going to be. Do you want to know who that is?
Go ahead.
Me.
Awesome.
Yep, and I'm willing to do it. I didn't think I wanted to be president. This is how it's going to happen, because I see the future. I know the plan for salvation, etc. I'm not bragging. I'm a humble man created by God, as we all are, filled with joy and love. And I am on a mission, as we all should be, okay? God comes first, friends and family next. I work, I do 40 hours of work and 1 or 2 hours. I'm a multitasker. I get the job done, and I whistle while I work. But she said she saw this man walking out of the White House carrying 13 gold tablets proclaiming peace and a return to the Constitution, okay? And that peace exists in the world in our lifetime. I didn't think that was possible 2 months ago.
Right.
The way it's going to happen is this. I am just a few things. I've been asked to speak at a convention of perhaps 10,000 seers and healers and people wishing to receive healings in Las Vegas. I'm going to be a keynote speaker in November. I happen to be a psychic, a healer, a channeler, whatever, written 22 books, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Very good.
I'm not bragging. I'm just gifted, as we all are.
Yeah, you're just telling your truth. You're just telling it like it is.
I don't tell lies, but a lot of people do, and they don't believe.
Well, the thing is like when you give up faith, especially if you give up blind faith, then if you don't have faith in life, then you have nothing.
Right.
Seriously, if you give up faith, even when crap is hitting the fan and life is at its worst, that's when you need faith the most. But what happens, unfortunately, a lot of people run away in the opposite direction because they're so disappointed and so angry because, you know, like just what happened to us today. There was a miscommunication. The bottom line is, and the end result is that we managed to get it done.
Right.
So I wasn't throwing a cow. I honestly thought you were going to call me. I mean,
yeah.
I know.
Shut up.
So there was a miscommunication. But the bottom line is that I knew that I was to be on with you tonight, and I wasn't around my office where my computer system is. So therefore, I couldn't be in my studio. So therefore, I needed to do it, you know, through the phone, and that's fine. And the bottom line is we got it done. And there's a saying, you know, it's all good in the end. And if it's not good, then it's not the end.
Right. And there is no end.
There are ends in the sense of, you know, what you try to accomplish.
Yes, yes, yes. But it's all an illusion. Time is linear, but that's an illusion. It's happening now. We have many lifetimes.
Did you see the movie Lucy?
No.
Go see the movie Lucy. It's with Scarlett Johansson or whatever her name is.
Okay.
She is a drop-dead gorgeous actress. Oh, my God, is she beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, it's out in the big silver screens right now. It's called Lucy, and it's about using, you know, the concept is what happens if we were to use 20% of our mind, if we were to use 40% of our mind, if we used 100% of our mind. And this is what the movie is about through her, and, of course, she's going after the bad guys, and she's able to manipulate time and manipulate the mass energy. And Morgan Freeman's on there, and he's like a professor. And it's a very interesting movie. Now, mind you, when the movie was over, practically the whole audience said, oh, my God, that was the worst movie, or, oh, my God.
Jeez, what a bunch of idiots, seeming idiots. Angel, sorry, I'd cast a judgment. Oh, well, I'm still human, I guess.
Yeah, but I loved it. I really liked it because I was looking at it from the possibilities. Like Hollywood was showing the possibilities of what could possibly happen if we were actually capable of using 100% of our brain. I mean, even 20%.
Right. What is it that we use, 5 or 10%?
10%.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
10%. Some of us use only 1%.
Yeah, some of us don't have, well, never mind. Yeah.
I think Obama only uses about 0.5%.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, guess what? Never mind. Listen, Artie, let me just pick up the thread here and tell a couple of things about how I'm going to get to be president of the United States. Are you okay with that?
Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, I've been told that I'm going to be the next Oprah Winfrey. How that's going to happen is this. I have a best-selling book coming out. That's going to draw attention to the name David Clark, which is not my real name, but I use it for my own reasons, to protect myself. Okay? So I'm apparently going to be the next Oprah Winfrey. I'm on 5 radio networks as of next month. I own my own radio network. Many wonderful angels are broadcasting there, and I'm returning the favor being on their network and not charging them a penny for life, however long that may be. It may be forever.
Very cool.
Very cool. Way cool. Spiritual, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, what's going to happen is this. I'm going to own my own television network, not do the CBS thing where they control me and don't pay me enough.
Okay.
And I've got somebody with corporate experience that's going to be president of the corporation and hire good people, caring people, loving people, okay?
Right.
I'll be a figurehead and do one radio show, one television show, nationally broadcast, internationally broadcast, once per week because I have a life and I want to have fun.
Well, you owe it to yourself.
We all do. So anyhow, what's going to happen is this. People will want me to be president because they're going to see a man of God, as we all are, men and women of God, children of God, beloved children of God. They're going to want me to be president. They're not going to care that I haven't been a governor or senator.
Well, there's a lot of people now who run for politics who doesn't have a lick of, experience.
Right.
In anything business. You have to be an exceptionally good businessman. It's not just about being spiritual. It's not just about being a good person.
No.
It's about being a dynamic businessman because you have to be able to know how to handle all the finances and about having a really good, worldly peripheral vision of all the problems and circumstances, what's going on around the world. Now, granted, there are a lot of people that, have all these other people who, give the president advice, and tell them what's best, whether it be with war, whether it be with finances, whether it be with humanitarian reasonings or whatnot.
Yes.
You know, so it's, you need a good team. You know, it's like a good marriage. You know, behind every successful man is a woman, and, you know, and vice versa.
Right.
But no one ever makes being successful just on their own. You always need a person or persons to make one person successful, very successful.
Absolutely. And, we all need each other, folks. We need God, folks.
And you also need to show great appreciation and, showing a great appreciation to all those people who assist you. And when you're supporting the people who support you, you're creating a very, very good team. And so when you're showing gratuity and showing your appreciation, your thanks to the people who are helping you out, it makes other people want to do even more for you.
Right.
Because what people want more than anything else in their life, in their world, in their job, it's money, it's appreciation.
Right.
And when you give people appreciation, they will move mountains for you. They'll move mountains for you more so than fear.
Right.
And
fear is very negative. Anything that's not love stems from fear.
Oh, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
And fear is all of an illusion.
Yes.
It really is. It's an illusion. However, there are a lot of people, unfortunately, motivated by fear because they need their job. They need that money to support their family. And so, therefore, they're stuck in what's known as golden handcuffs. And sometimes golden handcuffs isn't just about your job. It's also about a relationship.
Right.
Golden handcuffs is when you're in a job or in a situation or in a relationship where you don't like it at all, but yet the benefits are just good enough, whether it be the money or the situation's just good enough to keep you there.
Right.
So therefore, you keep on running this gambit by constantly running the same, you know, what do you want to call it, the same picture, the same program over and over and over again. Even if you don't like it, you're still there, and that's known as golden handcuffs because there's just enough physical or monetary benefits in it for you or on behalf of your kids or behalf of your family or yourself, whatever. But it's unfortunate. It really is that people allow themselves to stay prisoners in their own choices of life.
Yes.
And it's about learning to go without certain conveniences. It's about learning to not being worried about being judged by your friends and family because you're making a choice that you feel is correct, even though it's not the popular choice. In your heart, you know it's the right choice. And you have to allow other people around you to grow all these changes because that's what life is about. It's not about trying to keep things the same, but life is about changes. And people who are consistently trying to keep things always the same are living in fear. And people who are control freaks are living in fear.
Right.
And it's a shame that people like this, and people who are perfectionists, extreme perfectionists,
oh, gee.
Are in fear.
Tell me about it. Now, these control freaks are also projecting that onto others and making them afraid. Woof. No
right.
Thanks.
They're turning them, right. They're projecting their fears you know, especially the people that they love most, like their kids or whatever.
Right, that's a shame.
And they're projecting all this negative energy. And so what I tell people is when it comes to your kids, don't send them off with negative affirmations. Send them off with positive affirmations.
Only positive, folks. Only positive appreciation, love, gratitude.
Yeah, but what I mean by this is that, okay, listen, all right, well, listen, when you go out with your friends, rather than saying, okay, honey, have a great day, I love you, or just text me when you get there, all right, I love you, have a great time, a lot of times people say, don't screw up, don't do this, don't do that, watch out for this, make sure you call me. You know, everything is, like, in the negative a lot of times when they send off their kids.
Right.
Don't devil's advocate advice.
Right.
What you shouldn't do. Rather than just saying, okay, sweetheart, have a great time, I love you, you got to send them off with positive. And when you feel like you're the one who always has to do everything for everybody, that means you don't trust those people. When you don't trust people, that means you are caging your life. Because when you trust other people to take care of other responsibilities, you know, you're building their confidence, you're building their character, and they might screw up, or they might take a little longer than you, or they might do something different than you. But you need to be able to put your trust into other people and give them a chance and not, like, bash them if they make one little mistake or if they screw up or whatever.
Right.
That's the whole part about growing and about learning. You learn when you make mistakes.
Right.
You know, and nobody likes mistakes, and you have to deal with it.
No.
But if you have mistakes or if you have a problem, the best way to get rid of it is to deal with it ASAP. Don't let it linger. Don't let it hang around. So you're losing sleep, and you're thinking about it, and you're mulling about it. If something's bothering you about a situation, whether it be at work or with your kids or with, you know, your spouse, your partner, then you need to go to the source and take care of it ASAP so it's no longer a problem.
Always go to the source. Don't go around the back, triangulate, gossip, whatever. No way.
No, but a lot of people delay.
I know.
But they don't like to deal with confrontation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're afraid. There's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Right. And so, again, it's the fear-based. So it's about expressing yourself, you know, your truth and how you really feel about what you feel is right. But when you tell somebody something, just don't give your point of view. You also, the right thing to do is to look at everybody else's point of view so that things aren't just coming just from your point of view, just from your perspective. You also have to think of everybody else and where that's going to leave everybody else. But again, sometimes you're going to have to make moves or choices that other people are not going to be happy with. But when you know in your heart it's the right move, then that's the move to make.
Right.
If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're walking on eggshells and you can't stand who you're with, excuse me, then you don't belong there. And if you feel like incompetent because your partner's always putting you down, or you feel you don't have the confidence because your partner's putting you down or not giving you acceptance or support, then you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting your time. You know, you're giving them the power over you, and you're allowing them to take away your self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And with confidence, and when you have your own self-respect and self-confidence, you have the world. You really do.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about. It's not having the best of everything all the time, and it's not having the most of all the time. It's nice to have those things.
Right.
But if you don't, it's all about the quality of life. Are you happy? And if you're not, then I'll say to you, well, then what do we have to do, what do you have to do to make the changes in your life to create a happy life?
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Artie, we've got 6 callers on the line that want readings.
Awesome.
Yeah, now we've got one guy that's concerned that he doesn't have a job, is laid off, no money, concerned about being homeless or whatever. Can you help him?
Okay, well, do they email into you or?
No, he's holding. He wants to talk to you. He's got a seeming problem that he needs help with. Can you help him?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. We'll give him, yeah, we'll see what the angels have to say, because
right.
One thing that I love doing, what I do, is that there's no thinking on our part.
Yeah.
It's just allowing yourself to open up to the spiritual world so that they can give you the answers.
Right.
Now, well, the thing is that when I give answers to people, you might not like what the answer is.
Right,
it's still the truth.
Right.
And I just got to say this. Now, most of my clients, and I do mean most of them, give me, you know, high grades at appreciating what I have to say. Not all of them could appreciate what I have to say in the moment, because sometimes it takes time for things to materialize,
mm-hmm.
come about. But I just got a hold of somebody who I did a reading for just recently, and she was ripping me apart, and she was, like, mortified by the reading with myself. But the problem is, and what I said to her, because I responded back to her, And I said, you know what? You have to take responsibility for your life.
Everybody has to take responsibility for their life. Stop blaming. Whatever.
And
no way.
Right. So when I was getting answers from the angels of explaining what she could do to create a happy life, she didn't like any of the answers that were being given to her because she wanted what she wanted. She wanted me to tell
bad,
her.
Bad. You can't always get what you want. Too bad. Grow up.
You get what you need.
Yes, always, always. And sometimes needs and desires of the heart are met, always.
Right. Let's put our friend on. What's his name?
Well, I don't know. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm not sure where he is in the pecking order. Are you okay with that?
Hey, I'm a like an angel. I'm a winged kind of guy.
Well, you are an angel, and we all are. Let's remember that, folks. Angels walk in human form.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Not all of them, but,
right.
But there are a good majority.
Oh, there's some devils out there, too. But there's no such thing as the devil.
Right. There is the dark energy, but
mm-hmm.
the devil, that's man created. Because what I believe is that the church created the devil.
Yes.
That you need them, boogeyman. So the church created the boogeyman, and they're saying if you don't want to get eaten by the boogeyman, you need our religion to help save you.
Well, ding dong, the witch is dead.
That's right. There you go.
So,
give me that one.
Huh?
Don't care.
Let's start with area code 703, who carried the ball.
Sounds great.
Okay, area code 703, what is your name?
Hello, hello, Eric. Hello, Artie. Dave?
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do to help you tonight? We are willing to serve because we are not only children of God, we are God, as we all are.
Well, you had a lot of wonderful things to say tonight.
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thank you
and
so much. How are you, Eric?
I'm having a very strange week with a bunch of strangeness going on, and I'm trying to keep my spirits up, but
good.
I just keep
them
getting
up, fella.
Hammered. Huh?
Huh? What did
keep
you
it
say?
Up? But I keep getting hammered by like something on a by like something else. You know, I try to solve one problem, and then another one shows up, and it just keeps coming. But I'm, you know, as I said, I'm trying to keep my spirits up and. Let me tell you something,
if I may. You may not appreciate this, but consider it. Ponder it in your heart. Don't think about it.
Okay.
You may be stuck in a victim mentality, slight victim mentality, because I don't think that's where you want to go, right?
Correct.
And you may have a challenge from a previous lifetime where you could go to a regressionist who does multi-life therapy. I know one, and you can call me later, and I'll give you her name. She only charges $350 or something like that. She'll take you to that lifetime, rewrite history, and what will happen is the ripple effect will transcend all lifetimes and heal you in your present life, too.
I want to explain something. What I'm getting right away is that, you know, like he was saying, this victimized, and he's correct. The situation, and we create this subconsciously, even
right.
though we don't like it, but we keep on re-looping the same program over and over again. And what I'm hearing is that your inner child truly does need healing. Okay, so that you're not constantly creating this re-experience or reoccurrence over and over and over again. And, you know, like you said, what I'm visualizing is like you are just, you know, once you solve one problem, there's another one right there. And and you're constantly troubleshooting, like, within your life. And what
correct.
I'm getting is that you need to start picking out the brown leaves in your garden. And what is green to you, only keep what you feel is healthy, but it's not necessary to hang on to every single relationship or every single situation in your life if it's not or they're not serving your purpose right now. You have to pick and choose, are they worth it or is the money worth it? Is it worth the hell and aggravation? And once you start to be more discriminatory on who and what you allow into your life, then the quality of your life is going to manifest at an accelerated rate.
Right. It can happen in an instant.
One of the things is that it's with a lot of burden right now is on two members of my family. So it's not relationships that I can just sever because I do feel a responsibility, and it's not like they merit that either. But they have health issues. Sorry?
Are any of these with your kids?
I don't have any kids, but my mother has dementia, has lost her ability to talk, and is losing her ability to process the world around. I mean, you know, that part is really starting to show now, where her thinking process is starting to motor skills and all that. Then I have a brother who has health problems and financial problems. So, if it were friends and, you know, the friend, didn't merit being in my life, that would be much easier, of course, to like sever that tie. But I'm not one to just abandon family, and I'm sure most of us wouldn't, and so this is really a tough challenge for me, because I have to say pretty much
they're very dependent on you. They're extremely dependent on you to try
yes,
to make
are.
Things happen. I understand that, and that's very commendable of you, and as you should. Hold on a second, because have you gone to like Social Security and Social Services to see what's available under all the circumstances?
I need to do that, yeah, because and especially for the future, she has Medicare. And all that, and also health insurance. But yes, there are local services where for the aging, but one of the most frustrating things is that if like anything happens to her, and this has happened where she has fallen in the house, she can't even call me. That's how bad it is. And she can't talk on the phone. it's
right.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Well, you want to know something? There are services where you could, you know, if you pull the string, but she shouldn't be alone at this point.
No way. No way. Is she alone?
Well, she's with me. We're in the same house. But you know, she's now pretty much, I won't say 100% dependent upon me, but we also found out that she shouldn't be driving anymore. So,
oh, geez. Right.
Well, she needed to find that out for herself. And
of course, we all need to discover these things for ourselves. If somebody tells us what to do, we might rebel or something.
But now she's sure she doesn't want to drive.
You want to go to social services and find out, you know, as far as getting free care, because you can get free care when you go to social services,
yes,
and they will provide you to a nurse 24/7.
Right, right. It's amazing It's amazing what's out there. There's a lot of spirituality in this world. Free. Everything should be free, and it will be someday.
And it should be that way. Yes, yes.
Absolutely. We don't need. We don't need to barter. God wants abundance for us. He wants us all to have mansions. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Everything's going to be free someday.
As it should be.
Right.
Because joy.
I want to know something. I always tell people, I always tell people, you know, when you want something to happen bad enough, you keep going until you attain your goal. You never stop making those phone calls or attempts. So if you're making at least three positive attempts, 3 to 5 positive attempts a day, you will accomplish your goal. You will definitely accomplish your goal. I don't hope you'll accomplish it. You will accomplish it.
That's right.
It's about working your will, and you will work it, you know. And I'm almost positive that the person who's probably going to be taking care of your mother on a regular basis is, I am seeing somebody who's, you know, a dark-skinned person who's from from an island who will be assisting your mother and who has a very nice disposition. And she's got incredible cheekbones, too. So, you know, when she smiles, like, her cheeks really accentuate. And but this is who I see taking care of your mother. But you have to tap into those services. And if one person doesn't know, that means they're just not the ones who could help you. You keep going until you get the answer you need. Or call up your congressman or call up your senator, and you just keep going. Or, you know, go to City Hall, and you just keep going. And there are services. There are services available. You just got to keep going until you find the correct one to satisfy. And my heart goes out to you because my mom passed away.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry, Artie.
Yeah,
thank you. But I know she's with me.
Yes, always.
Yeah, and I feel her around me, and I know she's extremely happy. And she actually helps me out with my reads.
Yeah,
so,
right. She's your angel.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she is. So I understand what you're going through, but just put positive affirmations and saying your prayers of gratitude. Say, you know, thank you for always watching over her. Thank you, you know, calling upon the angels to intervene into her life and into your life. And just say thank you for bringing in the proper people to help our situation. And thank you for opening up all the doors of opportunity in our life. And when you're saying this on a regular basis, abundance will come to you. And I'm not just talking la-di-da talk. Truth, you will start to see things manifest for you before your eyes. And it's just an amazing process. And when you start to do it, you'll see exactly what I mean.
Well, this is strange, if you want to call that, in comparison to the past, a very strange time where a lot of things that you do think about manifest a lot faster, whether even if it's just a reflection. You know, let's say you wish for like somebody, or you think about somebody, or you think about something, you see a reflection of it mirrored somewhere in the world, whether it's something you think about appears in a newspaper article or online or on TV. It's just, I've been having a lot of that happen lately.
God.
I want you to visualize the most loving, beautiful, spirited person always being around your mother where you know that she's comfortable and she's happy and who has a heart of gold. And I'm telling you, it 100% works. And just visualize it. So like you said, you know, when I think of this person calls, and when I think of that situation, a situation will prop up. I want you not to think of your mother in fear. But remember I said when you send off your kids, you know, only send off positive affirmations. I don't want you to visualize what the worst could happen for them both, but I want you to visualize the best situation that could happen for them. And with you constantly putting it out there, it's going to be approximately August 16th, believe it or not, that you're going to see a tremendous opening. Right around that date of August 16th, that soon, you're going to see the right people or the right situation come about for you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Artie and Dave. That really helps me out in this trying period right now, yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just feel positive. I don't want you to worry. Just feel positive that there is help out there. It's just you got to tap into it, but you got to be persistent, pleasantly persistent, and don't give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
No, and even go to other convalescent homes for people who run convalescent homes, people who run, who own their own home health care system, because all these people, or people who run hospice, not that she's in hospice, but everybody who's in charge knows somebody who could help you with your situation or who you could call. Go to the top people. You only want to speak to the top people who are very familiar with your situation and ask those people who call the shots.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the advice.
Well, you know, you're open to it. Do not give advice unless it's solicited. But if somebody asks for it, or you know in your heart and mind of minds that they want it, give it. You know, otherwise offer it as a suggestion. You know, and people may not like what they're going to hear, and that's too bad. Wake up and smell the coffee.
No, well, I like what I'm going to hear.
Good. What are you going to hear? Artie, tell them.
Seriously, I feel extremely confident that you're going to get the help that you need for your family members, and you're going to feel a world of the weight off your shoulders. So don't see yourself as a victim, or don't go, oh, God, what's next, or, oh, no, please, is the shoe going to drop? I want you to now assume that everything's going to go your way. And in advance, I want you to thank the angels. And if it's at all possible, I want you to burn a green candle, all right? And if you could keep it going for as long as possible without burning it out, if you get a 7-day candle. And I want you to carve your initials, your brother's initials, your mother's initials, carve their initials in the candle with love and protection. So you like carve a heart, or you could carve the Star of David, or you could carve the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Star of David and the cross represents protection. And just, I want you to feel, and I want you to write down the word healing and happiness, or you could write down miracles. And then when you write this down, I'm telling you, it works.
Yes,
it really
works. It does.
I do it on a regular basis, and it works.
Can you do that, Eric?
Yes, I will.
Good. I like the word will. Willing. God will. God's will.
And
our will. All the same.
And I feel lighter. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you guys.
I'm telling you, I feel confident. So long as you do, but so long as you're proactive at doing everything and keeping enthusiastic and positive, don't let anybody, oh, I don't know, or you don't know. All they're telling you is, I can't help you. Who's next? Don't allow anybody to knock you down when you're on a positive roll to accomplish something big.
Do not allow anything that blocks you from your abundance and positivity. Never give up, as he says. And
you're
I do, and God says it's free. Are you complete in this moment, Eric?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Amen.
All right.
To you
thank
both.
You for
Bless
calling
you.
In. I'm going to put you on mute. You can continue to hear the show. I'm going to go to area code 631. Get ready.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I wanted to tell everybody my website or phone number.
I wish you would. Do you have any books already?
I'm in the process of writing a book.
Uh-huh. What's it going to be titled?
Believe it or not, I'm dancing around different titles, but it has to do with finding the enjoyment of the quality of life.
Beautiful.
Finding the enjoyment of the quality of life.
Uh-huh.
What I wanted to say is that my website, if you want to see what the face looks like behind the voice, or if you want to a private reading for myself, or I do arty parties. I'm based out of New Jersey, and I travel all over the place. I do, and I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person.
Of course.
My number is 877. My personal number is 877-ANGEL-02, or you could go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. And it's really cool. And I'm very proud of my website and my branding. It's a cool website.
Gosh.
And you'll see, you can Facebook me, and I got a lot of beautiful testimonials. I have video testimonials. It's really cool.
Cool. Okay. Anything else you need to say?
Yes, enjoy life.
Oh, always. Always. Why would anybody choose anything different? That's stupid.
A lot of them do, because that's their comfort zone.
Right, right, right. They're not open to possibility thinking. They're stuck in the problem, not the solution. Change your paradigm. Open yourself. Open your mind. Be willing, honest, accepting, grateful. Gratitude, that Oprah Winfrey says, opens doors. Open every door. Burn the bridges to your past that do not serve you. Amen.
Yeah, you want to, well, actually, you want to build bridges in your life. And, you got to cut loose people with people or situations that no longer serve their purpose.
Absolutely not. And, folks, you need to recognize that you have a shadow side, the dark side, and you need to recognize and not judge it. It is part of your humanness, okay? So when you heal that, remember, light always overcomes darkness.
Right. Exactly.
There is nothing but light. There is nothing but love. There is nothing but joy in all good things. There is nothing but God. We are all God. We are all one.
I'm about to sing the Michael Jackson song, We Are the World.
Oh, I love that song. Too bad for Michael Jackson. He's not here, but he's an angel.
Yeah, now he's still here. He's around. But,
of course.
Man,
of course.
Between him and the Beatles, between Michael Jackson, the Beatles, and a few other major rock stars, what a gift to the world.
My God, what a blessing.
Yeah, who opened up the doors to so many people and other artists who mimic them. You know, between Elvis, Michael Jackson, and the Beatles, I mean, that's what a gift to the world.
Right.
Seriously.
Right. Well, let's go with area code 631. Who's speaking, please?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome, Suzanne. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a couple of questions. My first, when do you see a significant other, a man, coming into my life?
Okay, hold on just a second. Do you want to know, are you an athletic person?
I try to be. I eat Doritos right now, which I shouldn't have, but I try to walk and dance and stuff like that.
Because I actually see you meeting somebody while you're doing something physical. And it could be a walk in the park, literally. It could be while you're doing some kind of social activity. But I'm seeing, like, in that mix, in that realm, where there's a lot of physicalness going on, whether it be at the gym, whether it be at the Y, whether it be playing sports, or there is sports going on, but it's in the element of physical activity going on.
I live by a golf course.
I'll play golf. Find a boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Ask if anybody will help you learn about golf on the back nine. Meet me at the 17th hole.
Do you know when this is supposed to happen?
When you asked me that question, I literally heard October.
Good.
Not till October?
Okay.
2 months. You're going to be in love.
Do you know anything about this person, like what he does or age or looks like, anything?
Well, he's a strong fellow, that I know. That I know, he's a strong fellow. He does, believe it or not, he does, if I'm not mistaken, he's originally from a different country. He's not originally from this country. Either that or his immediate family is from a different country, but I'm seeing something of a different country, and he's a very strong person. He's very athletic himself, whether it be, working out or whether it be whatever sport you happen to be around, he's very good at playing it. It could be while you're watching him play soccer, or, you know, but I don't know if you're a spectator or you're a participant, but it's where there's physical activity. That's where I see it going on. That's where I see you meeting him. And I'm actually seeing it from the middle to late of October. And the funny thing is, people say, oh, my God, that long? But then if you look back at your life 2 years ago, and I say, well, you know, how do you see time? Did time go by? Did your life go by fast? Or did the last couple of years go by fast? And they go, yeah, it went by like in a blink. It like seems like no time. But when you tell people about the future and if they have to wait, it's like, oh, my God, it seems so long. And the funny thing is I always joke around with this little joke, this little saying about the perception of time. 10 minutes a long time. It all depends what side of the bathroom. It all depends what side of the bathroom door you're on.
That's true.
10 minutes long. You know.
So is he going to be around my age, younger, older?
I would say he's within 6 years of your age, one way or the other. I'm not sure, but I'm seeing within 6 years of your age. But understand, none of this will happen if you just stay at home and you don't do anything.
No, I'm trying to get out. I went for a walk around the golf course yesterday. I'm trying to go to the beach, all that kind of stuff. Taking a walk tomorrow.
That's cool. Where do you live?
Long Island.
Oh, okay. Oh, very nice.
Yes.
You know, yeah, no, I try to get out there and about. And I just had one more quick question that was important to me. I used to have residential custody of my son. My ex fought. He believes, like, he's the only parent, and he's really mean, and he puts me down in front of my son. And I just have I want my son to move back with me one day. Do you ever see that?
I'll say these words. If he does, it won't be until he's in his late teens.
Okay, he's 13 now.
Say the word if he does, because right now his father puts the god of fear in him.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and so that's why he's afraid to disobey him. So because so long as his father controls him financially, emotionally, and especially financially, because they said, well, you know, when he gets old enough where he could make a decision, he'll be so afraid to not have his father, you know, provide for him that it literally will stop him from doing what he should be doing rather than, you know.
Oh, bro, that doesn't look good for me then or him.
Yeah, so unfortunately, all you can do is keep on being the loving person that you are, because with my daughter, all right, now I know for a fact that my ex was always bashing me to my daughter, about me, behind my back, all the time, every day, just about. And yet, what my daughter heard about me through her mother's eyes, a lot of it wasn't the truth, but it was her own victimized way of thinking. So all I can do is, while my daughter is with me, is just to be the most loving person, the most loving, fun father or respectful father as I can be. That's all I can do.
I'm going to court on August 12th because he wasn't even giving me the visitation I was supposed to get. Do you see that going in my favor then?
Well, I hope you're going with a lawyer.
I am.
Because you're
going to
need a lawyer. Yeah, I have a feeling that your lawyer will help you. Is it a female lawyer?
No, male.
Okay, what do I see? I don't know. I keep on seeing a petite body wearing like a tweed jacket with patches on the elbows.
I'm having an advocate for like abuse center come with me, and she's petite.
Okay, well, don't be surprised if she comes, like, with some kind of a tweed jacket or patched elbows or, you know, for some reason. Because I feel like you will be able to get the visitation. I definitely feel that. As far as more than that, that's going to take some time. But again, do you ever see him
the real dad, the way he is, and then coming to me?
Like I said, the only thing, it's not that he's afraid of his dad so much that he's afraid to disobey him. It's not that he'd rather be with him over you. It's just fear is keeping him at bay. That's all it is. It's not like, no, I want to stay with dad, or no. Let me tell you something. He's being manipulated big time by his dad. So I don't want you to get upset by what your son says about you or of you or whatever, or if anything's negative about you. It's only because this is the crap that his father's feeding him on a daily basis. And when you keep on hearing the same crap over and over and over again, whether it's true or not, you're going to believe it. A perfect example is that my ex-wife, I was not with my daughter's wife. I was married after that, but with my ex-wife, my second wife, she was an extremely beautiful girl. I mean, model, drop-dead gorgeous girl, and I remember looking at her. And you know, when it came to getting changed or putting on her makeup or whatever, and she kept on picking herself apart. I go, why do you do that to yourself? I said, you're gorgeous. She goes, well, you know, because I've had an ex-fiance of 12 years, always ugly I was and whatever, he says, you start to believe it when you start to do this on a daily basis. So she always felt like she had to put on this facade of looking fantastic, which she already was naturally good-looking. But in her mind, she honestly didn't realize how good-looking she was because this is what was fed to her on a daily basis. So she
I know. I just went to pick my son up. He called me, the ex-husband called me right in front of my son, a loser, ugly, he's going to skin me alive in court, and that Nicholas
kicked
me.
What a jerk. I could call him worse, but I won't.
Yeah, this is somebody who's extremely insecure. Anyone who puts down anybody else, that just shows that they are extremely insecure. And when you look at your husband or your ex, look at him as a bird with a broken wing, because that's exactly what he is. He is a bird with a broken wing, a major broken wing, and this is the way he responds. He's not expressing the truth. He's expressing all his insecurities. So don't buy into his lies. Do not buy into his lies, because that's all they are. Don't give him that power. You know, you might not be able to control what he says. You know, if somebody is not high and mighty on myself, I already know what I'm about. I know what I'm about, and you should know what you're about. You know, and as far as the loving person that you are, the nice-looking person that you are, the quality person that you know that. You know, and if somebody else can't appreciate you for who you are, problem. I mean, unfortunately, this negativity has a hold over your son. So all you could do is just keep on showing the best of you while you have that time with your son and just give him quality.
Excuse me, Artie.
Hey, thank you.
I'm on another line. Can you carry the ball?
Sure.
Great. Thank you.
And I just had one more quick question. I have a part-time job. I'm going to, back in September, I'm a bus matron now, but I'm going to be an aide again. Do you see me getting something full-time soon? Because I need it in the school that I'm working at.
You want to know something? I want you to do what I expressed to the fellow beforehand. And you said, I need that. I don't want you to need anything, seriously. I just want you to thank God. I'm going to tell you exactly how all the spirited people of this earth praise to God to get what they want. And I'm talking Moses, Jesus, Mary, all your successful people. They never say, God, I need this. You thank God as if it's already happened.
All right, I can do that.
I want you to visualize. Yeah. I want you to burn a green candle, because green candle represents healing and prosperity. And I want you to carve your initials, and I want you to carve thank you, and I want you to write, also carve the word miracles, and a great job and put dollar signs all around. And I want you to visualize this is me and just say, thank you, God, for opening up all the doors of prosperity. I want you to manifest this. I want you to think about this. I want you to visualize this. And when you're doing this on a regular basis, then it's going to happen. But if you're doing things with fear, then you're allowing the energy of fear to be greater than your energy of desire. And that's
okay.
What blocks a lot of people achieving their goals. So I don't want you to act in neediness. I want you to walk around in confidence and say, you know what, everything's going to go my way, regardless. Whatever you might think is a big problem, it's no big deal. You know, it's funny, I was in Jamaica last year, and this beautiful girl said to me, she goes, you know something, Mon, in Jamaica we have no problems. We only have small situations.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, thank you.
All right. So it's my pleasure, and I don't want you to, you know, overly worry. I just want you to do everything with confidence and know that you are the best person
yes.
for the job. And know that you are the best parent, that you're a better parent than he is. And so, you know, just, you know, thank God in advance. Say thank you, God, for helping heal everybody so that everything what's going on in my relationship. And then, you know, by softening the heart, and I want you to talk to your angels, because our angels could only intervene into our life if we communicate to them. And just say, communicate to your angels and say, thank you for talking to my ex's angels, for softening his heart. Thank you for, you know, sending compassion to him so he could have compassion for me and compassion for my son and compassion for everybody else. And when you're and throw compassion also to the judge, and you want to have your angels communicate to the judge and find out the judge's name and say, thank you for favoring me. And I want you
all
to
right, I'll do that in a couple of weeks when I go.
Okay, folks, we've got to move on. Are you complete, my dear?
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. God bless and have faith. Your son will rise above the stupid things that have been told. He will embrace you as pure love. No
right,
judgment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Take heart. I send you my blessing.
Okay, Skype user, I have two. First one in line, first come, first serve. Here you go.
Okay.
Hello, Skype user number one. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Good, how are you?
What's
your name?
Already, by the way, we have less than five minutes per person.
I know,
okay.
Artie, hi. I'll get right to the point, I know. I'll make it quick, okay? So
what's
you can get to the other reading. Sharon.
Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
I'm looking. I want to see what you see with employment, if I'm going to be landing the right job soon.
Is she going to be landing the right job?
Of course you will. Jeez.
Yes, I know that.
I literally heard. Yes. I heard yes. Are you in the medical field?
It's so funny. I'm in the financial investments. I have all my licenses for brokers firms, but I'm licensed to do that. But I'm starting to go more towards the healthcare because they have insurance in that area, and I have that license.
Good.
Also.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know. My
yeah.
God, medical is insurance. It's amazing.
Right on. He's tapped and tuned and turned on, whatever. He's right
but
on the money.
But I do administrative work. I do the administrative work for it. I don't do
good.
The sales. Okay.
Yeah, no, I have a feeling that the finance, see, the healthcare is what's going to fulfill your heart more so than the financial
right.
world.
I know.
You know?
I've been looking for 6 months.
Allow yourself, you want to know something? As far as in the financial world, I want you to put your energy more towards a business where it's dominant in the women, like a woman's business. I want you to go to the, because I feel like this is where you're going to be hired if you want to get hired really quickly. I want you to search for the businesses of women who have their own financial services or it's dominant by women. And I feel like this is where you'll have your quickest success. But eventually you will be also hired you know, in the health field, and I feel like I'll be in the health field probably about a year from now.
Do you feel like
the health field, not the...
That, I know. Do you feel
no,
like
no, no,
something
you will.
Before?
You will.
Okay.
Not your health, not the health circumstances. But with the financial, I have a feeling you're going to go for the quick fix first before you go for your health, you know,
Oh, I
career.
See what you're saying. Do you think I'll be employed by the...
You're
going
to go to what you know most.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, just check out the any businesses that are women-geared who run the business, who operate the business, mostly a woman-dominated business. That's where I see you work.
Wow. I've always worked with that under. That's amazing. Now, do you feel I'll be employed? Will I be in a job by fall?
Yes.
That's not far away.
Yeah, no, you could do it. You could do it ASAP soon.
Okay.
You could do it ASAP soon. And I want you to, you know, research to find out where they're at. And I don't want you to call them. I just want you to go there in person. And I want you to present yourself very well as far as appearance and just show a little ballsiness and just go there and, you know, be your pleasant self and just show the initiative. People like that, even though if they say, oh, well, just leave us a resume. Well, you know, do you mind if I, you know, speak with a manager or speak with the, you know, owner or something? And, you know, and just don't be afraid to, you always want to talk to the top dog.
I know. You're absolutely right about that. But in other words, I know timing is hard, but it is the job is coming soon. That's the main thing.
What do you mean the job? What are you saying?
I'll be working by fall. That was.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Yeah, no, I'm asking. Do you see a time? That's that. Do you see a timing timeline?
Oh, no. Like I said, it's going to happen real soon. You just have to put your energy out there to do it.
Got it.
That's all.
I got it. Okay.
Overlap, but I told you exactly what you have to do to make that happen. But that's what I see happening. But you will.
And then in the year, it'll be the health.
You're very wise, my dear. Right on.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you both.
Yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
I know you're in a healthcare, and I'll get one soon. I'll let you get your other readers or your other clients, okay?
Thank you so much.
I think God bless. Listen, have a nice evening, okay? Get your other callers, okay?
Make it a great evening. You have that power. You know that. Don't have a great evening. Make it a great evening. Make it super. I'm above super.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay, my dear. You take care.
Okay.
Take care, sweetheart.
Yep. Skype user number 2. Here you come. Be prepared to state your name, your vision, your question for Artie, whatever you or your heart desires, because wishes do come true. Well, Blog Talk is giving me an issue. Speaking of issues, where is who or she? Let's try again.
Hi,
you there?
Yay.
What's your name? Yay. What is your name?
Yvette.
Honey, what's your name?
Yvette.
Yvette, right. I talked to you earlier.
Yeah.
I know you.
Difficult.
I've probably been around the block with you a lifetime before.
Couple of wives, huh?
Yvette, I didn't obviously I never spoke to you before and Dave never told me anything about you or anything, but I just wanted you to know that somebody who you're very, very concerned about or worried about, and I keep hearing, just keep sending them your love and just keep letting them know that you support them because it's your love and your energy that's going to help them get through their toughest times. But just stay enthusiastic and positive, not over the top, but at the same token, just stay strong and positive for their sake. Does this make sense to you?
Yes and no. It's kind of weird because there's a guy at the gym that I have a connection with, and we have this unique connection. And the one day I said, you know, I'm going to open up and be positive and send him love and light, and I felt his energy shift and change. And it felt like we wanted to make a connection, but it didn't. But it's, I don't know if it's him, but that's the kind of person I was doing that with, setting an intention of being open with and sending him positive energy.
You use all the right words, my dear. Words are powerful. Words, every word, thought, action is a prayer.
Put it this way, you know, when you're sending somebody good vibrations or high vibrations or whatnot, if they're shifting away from you or they're not coming closer to you but they're falling
mm-hmm.
away, that's the
mm-hmm.
universe. That's the universe, you know, protecting you or to
Absolutely.
Watch over you.
Excellent.
You know, so if they can't,
yeah.
if they cannot keep up with your vibrations or if they can't comprehend your love or your style or your depth, then
that's a good
you're, if it's happening right away like this, then you're saving yourself a whole lot of headaches and misery right away. You know,
thank you.
If it happens really quickly.
So I guess my question is, I don't know if we have time, but I need to know about
time.
Work and relationship. Excellent. Thank you. So I is also unemployed. My unemployment's running out. And I've been picking up gigs here and there, and I kind of wanted to know what energy. I mean, I want to do something more creative instead of going back to what I was doing. I mean, I like what I was doing. I mean, I like aspects of it, but I know there's another calling for me, and I wanted to know what you're getting.
You want to know something? Did you ever serve at, and I'm saying this for, I don't know if this is going to be a full-time thing or a part-time thing, but did you ever serve at weddings or at halls, like to be the assistant or server of a hall?
I've done a wedding. I know what you mean. I've been assistant to people to do a variety of different things, so I'm kind of like that person, a jack of all trades, and they call me because I know a lot of different things and I'm very helpful and thorough. I've done that in the past. But it's something that's like, that's like a gig,
because
you know?
I keep seeing trays on your hand. And, you know, if you were to advertise yourself, anybody who needs help for their private parties, you know, and you could start creating your own little business there, and or you could be working, like I said, working at halls or working weddings or, you know, whatever major occasion there is. But, you know, a lot of people need spot assistants or somebody to clean up so that they could just keep on doing their event.
I do that already. I already do that.
Okay.
It's part-time, busy here and there.
All right, well, that's what I'm seeing around you. But just market yourself more and do it, you know, do you do it for yourself or you do it just on behalf of other people?
I do it for other people.
Yeah. Well, when I say for other people, I mean other people who have their own business.
Excuse me, Artie. I'm going to have to cut things short. Do you have any other questions, my dear?
Yeah, love.
Good.
All right, well, like I said, you want to market yourself as far as with your own career, with servicing private parties, because that's where you're going to make instant money. As far as with love goes. Oh, you want to know something? The fellow who you're going to end up meeting, he has the same letter in his first and middle name.
Good.
And if he doesn't have a middle name, then it's his first and last name. Because I'm seeing like Peter Paul or something like that. Or John Johnson. You know, it's like there's a double same letter within this fellow's name as far as within your love life. And you're gonna actually meet him either while he's working or while you're working.
Okay,
we've gotta go.
Thanks, guys.
It was a pleasure.
You okay?
Pleasure. Yeah.
Good. Take care. Okay. Are you area code 510, Artie?
No. Hi.
510, you're on. You've got 1 minute. What do you want, hon?
I just wanted everyone to know that if they wanted to communicate to me privately right away, it's Artie Hoffman. com, and my number is 877-ANGEL-02. Don't be afraid to call. I don't bite, but I will help.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. You got 2 minutes.
Hi, Ari.
Go ahead, honey.
This is Rachel. I am looking for employment. I'd like to know if you see something coming up for me in the near future.
Hold on. Have you been checking out corporate America?
I've been applying to many different positions. I've been using websites.
I keep seeing something with corporate America. And hold on a second. And there's a fountain. There's a big pond of water in front of the building, or there's a fountain where the building is where I see you getting a job. Are you a redhead or auburn? And do you usually wear a ponytail? And is there
No, I'm blonde, and the only time I wear a ponytail is when I'm at the health club.
Okay. For some reason, all right, then this has to do with the person who you're going to be working with or the person who's going to be hiring you. I'm seeing a girl with, like, a birthmark on her neck or right by her jaw, and she's, like, a redhead and or auburn color, and she's slim, and she's got a very fresh look to her. And this is the person who I see you working along with or who's going to hire you.
Okay.
It's very vivid in my mind. And she has, and if I'm not mistaken, she has brown eyes. She has brown or hazel eyes.
Okay.
Are you okay, hon?
May I ask, how do you find me lining up with that position? Where will I find that position posted, or will I hear about it?
Okay. You have to look online.
Yeah. Honey, we've got to go. Are you all set?
Okay.
Anything else?
No,
that's
thank
it.
You so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Honey.
Area code 831, you're coming on the air in just a minute. Here we go.
Wow. Okay.
Are you on the – there we go. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Karen. Hi, Artie.
Hi, Karen.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi. Good.
You've got 3 minutes, honey. Will that be enough?
Oh, for me it will be.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Hold on something, Karen. I'm seeing – I don't know if this is you or if this is somebody very, very close to you, but I'm seeing somebody taking medication, and it's the medication that's making them gain weight. That's uncontrollable.
Okay. I'm not sure who that is right now, but I'll pay attention.
Okay.
Pay attention, folks, always.
Yeah, no, you're going to be hearing about somebody who is having problems or having a very hard time losing weight, and I don't even think they realize that it's the medication that they're on that's making them cause this to happen. I don't know if it's the pill or if it's just the medication. But actually, the pill, if I'm not mistaken, is actually blue in color.
Wow. Hope it's not Viagra.
No, it's for a female. It's not a male.
I guess females can take it, too, from what I hear. I don't know.
All right. What's your question?
Do you see something coming up for me in finances? I'm expecting a couple of payouts that have been delayed and whatnot. And do I have to wait much longer, do you think?
Hmm. Is this a lawsuit of some sort?
No, neither are lawsuits.
No, I'm getting delays. I'm getting more delays with it. I don't feel like unfortunately, it's probably going to take about another 5 to 6 months.
Oh, Artie, can she contact
okay.
you? Wait a minute. Can she contact you at your phone number after the show?
Yeah, well, she could email me.
Okay.
And I'll respond. If you go to my website, artiehoffman.com, my email's on there. So just email me, and it's artiehoffman.com. Just go to artiehoffman.com. My email's there, and then just, just remind me who you are and that you're on the radio show, and then within a day or two, I'll respond to you.
How's that, hon?
Thank you so much. Wow, that's great.
Thank you
very much.
But one question, one question only. I'm not giving you a full half-hour blown-out read, but I will answer that one question for you.
Okay, thank you so much. That's really kind. Thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, hon.
Artie, thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for being true to yourself and to God.
It was my pleasure, and I feel very honored and gracious that you had me back on your show, and I'm glad everything worked out for us, that we were able to connect.
I'd have you on once a month if I could. I've got a healer, seer, and a regressionist, so I'm doing special edition shows for once a month.
Okay, well, just give me a call. Just give me a hoot, and we'll make it happen.
Let's see what happens.
That sounds great. Well, listen, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless everybody who's listening.
Absolutely.
With good health.
Yes.
Prosperity.
Yes.
Love. And just keep the positive energy. I send all my angels to be around you right now.
Good.
Send all the positive energy you need so that you could have a prosperous and a happy quality life. And may God bless you with all the miracles and blessings to help your life grow with quality and happiness.
Well, coming toward me, as well as everybody else, I'm not going to speak for them, but I thank you for the blessing. I'm grateful.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. So you have a wonderful weekend, and until we talk again, until we meet again.
Right. Come what may, and expect a miracle and an adventure, and let it be fun. And
you got it.
Okay,
you
so
got
once
it, babe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so again, my number is 877-ANGEL-02, or just go to ArtieHoffman.com. And don't allow fear to dictate your life.
Never.
Just stay positive with blind faith and just know that God and the angels are behind you. Just
better than blind faith, let's just know it's possible.
That it's there. Just call them in.
Right, always.
Ask and you shall receive.
Right, are you complete, Artie?
I'm complete.
Of course you are. We all are. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings, God, universe, Jesus, whatever. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can, will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week. And remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night.